Welcome in here to week number 7 of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to speak with Atlantic Head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks again for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Thanks, KJN, for all your support.
Well, every week brings unique outcomes and unique things that you take away from the game. I wanted to start it off by commending your team for the way that they played on Friday night. I thought the guys really showed a lot of heart and a lot of fight in that game against Glenwood.
Yeah, you know, we were disappointed after the game, but, you know, the message to them was, again, another hard-fought battle. We had one of the top teams there on the ropes early in the fourth quarter, and, you know, had we put it in there, you know, we might have been able to tie that thing up. But Glenwood's a good football team, and against good teams, you can't turn the ball over.
You know, it was a good, hard back-and-forth battle pretty much all night long. You know, you're really in a close game there heading towards the end of that first half. You did make a decision to go for it on a fourth down that you didn't get, that gave them a little bit of a short field that they converted on to make it a two-score game at the end of the half. I guess, you know, talk about what your team was thinking there at that point.
Well, we were just, you know, at that point, we were having a tough time stopping them defensively. So when we make those decisions, it's all our coaches get input. And then, of course, I have to make the final decision. But that was kind of what we were thinking was, hey, let's try and go for it here. You know, at that point, we hadn't made any, you know, huge adjustments defensively. We didn't get it. They come back down and score, you know. So at halftime, we kind of had our heads down. But that's what we talked about at halftime is, all right, now we got a rebound, and we came out and did just that.
Yeah, and, you know, of course, they got the ball to start the second half and did end up scoring. So at that point, your really team could have put their head down and kind of gave up on the game. But that's when you guys really kind of stepped up to the plate and started to turn things around.
Yeah, we needed somebody to make a big play, and we had all sorts of guys start making plays. You know, it starts with our offensive line, of course, to help us get some holes and get some protection. But, you know, Jackson Eden came out throwing the ball a little bit. We had receivers catching the football, making plays, and, you know, one thing leads to another, and we're knocking on the door trying to tie the game up.
Yeah, I thought you really started to get some of those guys involved on the edge really well with you know, some of that swing pass game. You ran a couple of sweeps to the outside, and that seemed to really kind of catch them off guard a little bit.
Yeah, you know, Glenwood's defense, they play a lot of man-to-man, so a lot of crossing-type stuff, swing passes, as you mentioned, where we got everybody coming inside and hit somebody on the outside. Just a handful of different things going on there that, you know, got us going.
Yeah, and that's, I guess, kind of interesting to go up against a defense that wants to play like that, too, because Coach Foss's philosophy is kind of, we're going to play tight press coverage most of the time on everybody, and, you know, if we get beat once in a while, that's what it is, but otherwise we're just going to play close up on everybody out there, so it gives your guys a chance and space to make a play.
Yeah, and, you know, we've got the guys to do that, too, so we've got a handful of guys that can all, you know, catch a football and then make plays and make a big run, and that's, you know, what we did.
And you're driving down there to potentially tie the game, and just a weird play. You know, Chase Molinex makes a nice attempt to try to grab a pass. It was a little bit out in front of him. It ends up behind him, and he, you know, tips it up in the air just enough for the guy to get there to pick it off before it hits the grass. And, of course, you know, eventually a good team like Glenwood's going to take advantage of some opportunities, and they did drive it down the field and get a touchdown. But just kind of one of those, you know, those crazy plays that, you know, can be the deciding factor in a game like that.
Definitely, you know, and before that too, though, you know, Glenwood had kind of mounted a decent drive again, and our defense needed a turnover, and we get one. So, you know, the offense kind of does, you know, defense does their job getting the turnover. Offense turns around, drives the ball down. I think we get it to the, you know, 5-6 yard line, whatever it is, looking to take it in, and you know, we just kind of get one of those fluke plays, and it bounces off of Chase's hands 2 or 3 times, and it lands in the Glenwood defender. You know, and it's a good play by the Glenwood kid too, but you know, I think it's a different game if we get in the end zone there.
Yeah, and you know, nobody likes to lose, but I think more so than the other way around, you're probably taking away a lot of positives from that game last week. I'm sure the guys are feeling confident about the way they were able to play in that second half.
Yeah, certainly, you know, and but you know, again, we were disappointed, and that's good to see too. But you know, we sat down on Monday, took a look at the game film, talked about some of the things you don't see on film. You know, holding your head, or you know, our heads up, or what are we doing here? Do we look like we want to be on the field? And that was definitely the case.
Well, you turn around now and prepare here this next week for another district opponent here in ADM, a team that hasn't had much success yet themselves here this year, but they've been in quite a few close games also, so I'm sure that brings in a little bit different experience for them. But what have you been able to see from ADM here so far, and kind of what are you preparing for here on Friday?
Well, their defense is certainly fast. They might match our team speed defensively, so that's definitely a concern. They get off the ball really well. Excuse me. Offensively, they spread you out. Sometimes they'll be in a no-back set. They want to spread the field out and then, use their quarterback. Their quarterback's a West kid. He can do a lot of things. He can throw the football a little bit, but he scares us more, running it again. So that's a concern for our defensive line, is can we contain him?
Yeah, and that's kind of been ADM's philosophy here for a little while, is, they're going to spread the field sideline to sideline, try to get some guys in open space, run a lot of that short passing game. Their run game essentially is the short passing game. And then, as you mentioned, the quarterback, Matthew West, is going to also do it with his legs, and once you get everybody spread out a little bit. So that's a lot of that assignment-type football that your defense is going to have to be ready for.
Yeah, and that's what we've prepared for this week is, our D-line and DNs working on containing the quarterback. If there's a back in the backfield, of course, they go with their run keys. But, our defensive backs have to be aligned also. They have a lot of different formations, a lot of different motions, fairly similar to what we kind of do, but a little bit different also. And then turning the ball over, it's going to be wet Friday. Offensively, we've, focused more on the run game this week, kind of looking at the weather report. And it's a team also that I think we can run the football if we get off the football ourselves. So that's been a focus for us this week. We're not going against guys that are necessarily 50 pounds heavier than us, so we it'll have a tough time moving them. But now we've got guys more our size, so it's going to depend on our first step on the offensive line, and can we get into guys and get something done on the run game.
Well, and that also, I guess, is something that may play into the type of game that, ADM wants to play that would hurt them a little bit, too, is if you are able to control the ball a little bit more, kind of play that possession type of football and keep the ball away from them, then that certainly helps.
Yeah, and it's going to come down to, if we turn the ball over. If we can sustain drives and go on an 8, 10, 12-play drive, that's exactly what they don't want to happen. And so that's what we've worked on, is not only run the football, but when we run the football, then our play-action pass game really opens up. And that's something that we got to get back to instead of just drop back and throwing it around. This week, we want to get some play-action going off of that.
Well, on the other side, I think this also is a game that you match up really well as far as a team that wants to spread you out, because you do have quite a few skill guys and guys that have been playing really well. I thought last week in that game against Glenwood, your secondary was pretty spectacular. They didn't really hit that many big plays down the field, just a couple where they kind of slipped away. But otherwise, your guys were usually there to make the play.
Yeah, our defensive backs have improved each week, and very athletic back there. We have a lot of speed, but that doesn't necessarily translate to a football player. And now we're starting to make better reads in the run game and filling in the run game, which we need our secondary to do. I think Chase Molnix had a bunch of tackles last week. And then we really shut down kind of their passing game. I don't think they maybe completed just a handful of passes and nothing that really hurt us. So much improved back in the back end.
And I think something else that has to be encouraging for you and your staff is that you've been able to see some other guys start to step up and make the big plays that you probably knew that they could. Just when were they going to get the opportunity, and then would they take advantage of it? You saw a number of different guys get that chance last week. Grant Reed makes a great play. Zade Nicholson had a great game. A lot of different guys able to get in the mix.
Yeah, and we've focused a little bit on this week also and putting in some different packages offensively to kind of still highlight their talents. But not just offensively, too. We've got guys that are kind of coming out of the woodwork defensively that maybe aren't our star players at the beginning of the year, but they're stars for us now, and they're making plays and doing things. And that's part of I think our coaching staff is really focused on developing our talent, whether that's a year ago at the JV level, trying to get that person ready for the varsity now, and you know, names that come to mind there, you know, Connor Pellett, he's really stepped up here these last 3 weeks at D end, you know. Duke Zelmer is a guy that doesn't make a ton of tackles for us at D tackle, but he's getting double teamed a lot, and that allows our linebackers to clean up the mess, you know. So those are the type of guys that we really need, and they've really started to come on.
Yeah, last week I probably couldn't count the number of times calling the game that we mentioned Connor Pellett's name, because it just seemed like he was in there at least either disrupting a play or making a tackle. And so far, at least these last couple of weeks, it seems like he kind of has a knack for that right moment in the game too, when you need a big play and is able to make it.
Yeah, he's kind of an interesting kid to coach too. He's a lot of fun to coach. He's coachable, and that's what we want out of our guys. But Connor especially, you know, he just goes so hard all the time, and that's part of being a good player.
Well, Coach, I'm sure you're feeling good about your chances here this week to go out and play a good game on Friday night against ADM. Hopefully the guys are ready to get out there and try to snag another district victory.
Yeah, I think so. It's a team we can't overlook, and we've been stressing that in practice here a little bit. I think our guys will be ready to go.
Coach, we appreciate your time here, and good luck this week.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Thanks, KJN.
All right, that's another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN.